Is the SAVE Act really stripping women of the right to vote? Indirectly, yes. But like all things in politics, the indirect ways are still very much intentional. By couching this legislation as a safeguard for voting or election integrity, many will be hoodwinked into thinking it solves a problem. In reality, it's just going to make things more difficult for everyday, law-abiding Americans. But first, what is this legislation? The SAVE Act stands for Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. It amends the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. If the SAVE Act passes, it will prohibit states from accepting and processing an application to register to vote in a federal election unless the applicant presents a documentary proof of U.S. citizenship. Documentary proof would be a birth certificate, but here's the problem. It will disproportionately affect women, married women. 8 in 10 married women in opposite-sex marriages took their spouse's last name. That means over 69 million married American women have a name that does not match their birth certificate. According to a Brennan Center for Justice study, a third of American women can't access any documents with their current legal name on it. Now, the SAVE Act does list several types of documentation that would be accepted. A form of ID issued consistent with the requirements of the Real ID Act of 2005, a valid military ID, or forms of tribal identification and proof of naturalization. However, these documents must be presented alongside a birth certificate. Now, someone could use a passport to prove citizenship instead of a birth certificate, but only about half of Americans even have a passport. And let's not forget, passports can be expensive and a time-consuming process. It can take months to get a request in and receive your passport. And let's also not forget, you have to send in your birth certificate. But surely politicians wouldn't let married women slip through the cracks when it comes to voting, would they? Well, the guy that introduced this legislation, Representative Chip Roy, told Newsweek the following. Quote, the legislation provides myriad ways for people to prove citizenship and explicitly directs states to establish a process for individuals to register to vote if there are discrepancies in their proof of citizenship documents due to something like a name change. Okay, that all sounds fine and dandy, but brushing it off on the state still allows that state to give women the shaft and ignore name changes if they so desire. Furthermore, old Chip might want to read his own bill. The SAVE Act does not include proof of name change or a marriage certificate as acceptable proof of identity.
What?
Especially since this is a bill sponsored exclusively by Republicans, 104 of them. The party of family values, the party against feminism, and a party that would likely call you a radical, pink-haired feminist if you didn't take your husband's last name. Yeah, those people. This seems like less of an accident and more of an on-purpose type of way to remove women from the voter rolls and make it difficult for them to re-register themselves. I think with DOGE coming out of MAGA, everyone would know that dealing with the government is difficult, inefficient, and slow. Maybe a woman gets taken off the rolls and has to prove citizenship, but what if they can't get their documents in time for the next election? The presidential election is every 4 years, but local and state elections are much more frequent, and likely they're going to go by the same rules for the local and state elections as they do for the federal elections. How many married women will be forced to sit out as she goes in circles finding a document that has the right name in the right place? I don't know about you, but I don't want my right to vote depending on a bureaucrat helping me sort out my status. Now, before you say this won't get any traction, well, stop right there. You'd be wrong. The SAVE Act has quickly become a priority for Republicans in the House. It was introduced by Representative Chip Roy. He is vigorously defending the bill, and he's ready to go down with the ship on this bill if it needs be.
The Freedom Caucus put out an official position for it, and it is why President Trump said on the interview with you that he supported attaching the SAVE Act to the CR. We should fight. Don't predict failure. And then be the reason why we fail. And that's what some of my friends are doing, unfortunately.
Speaker of the House, Mac Johnson, is also hot for the SAVE Act.
They've also been misleading everybody about the SAVE Act, which will be on the floor that you've heard about this morning. It's a very important piece of legislation. They're claiming to oppose the bill because they say it's going to make it harder to vote. But they know that that is not true. Many of the Democrats want all of these illegals to participate in our federal elections. They want them to vote. There's no other conclusion that you can draw.
And let's not forget the king himself, President Trump, said last September how important this legislation is, posting to Truth Social, quote, "If Republicans don't get the SAVE Act and every ounce of it, they should not agree to a continuing resolution in any way, shape, or form." The bill passed in a former session of the House. 216 Republicans voted for it, along with 5 Democrats. Those donkeys shall be named and shamed. Henry Kuehler of Texas, Don Davis of North Carolina, Jaron Golden of Maine, Vicente Gonzalez Jr. of Texas, and Marie Glusenkamp Perez of Washington. The bill never passed the Senate, but things are a lot different now. Republicans hold the White House, both chambers of Congress, and a majority in the Supreme Court. And if Trump is willing to not budge when it comes to the SAVE Act, then that means this legislation has the mojo to potentially go all the way and become a law. The funny part is that while preventing women from voting might seem like a grand plan for the grand old party, I wonder if they're aware of this fact. A Pew study found that more Republican than Democratic women choose to change their name after getting married, meaning Republicans will lose more voters than Democrats if the SAVE Act passes. And while married women with passports may be able to breathe a sigh of relief, it's not going to fare too well for Trump voters. The states with the fewest number of people that have passports are West Virginia, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Oklahoma. All of these states voted for President Donald Trump in the last election. So while everyone is freaking out over women losing their right to vote, which is definitely a concern, I'd ask that everyone take a little bit deeper look. Remove the gender distraction. Is this perhaps the GOP trying to shed itself of Donald Trump and MAGA? If you keep them from voting, it gives rise for a rhino or an establishment person to take over the party in 2028. It makes the primary less scary for the establishment. And hey, screwing over women in the process is just a cherry on top of this really twisted sundae. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.